Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
M.I. the jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, we got a lot to unpack for this submission. We got this one when we were on vacation.
Okay.
You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. You ready for this?
So this one's been marinated a little bit. I'm ready.
Yeah, they've been probably waiting to hear their submission on the air. Yep. So, let's see here. It has to do with parents being divorced. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is a long one. I'll try to edit it on the fly, you guys. I'm sorry.
It'd be like that.
You ready for this?
Yes.
My parents divorced when I was 9, and we had visitation every other weekend. Then my brother turned 18 and left because he wouldn't be a cop. That's all he ever wanted to do. So the day after he graduated, he went to boot camp. The local police called him to get an interview. My brother ended up then being in Desert Storm. Oh, this escalated quickly. Must have gone to the military. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that left me on weekends with my dad alone. Okay, now we're getting to the point.
Desert Storm was a long time ago, though. Yeah. So this was a while ago.
It says that left me on. Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was the 90s. Left me on weekends with my dad alone. During the summer, he would take us camping, and I was not allowed to use the bathroom in the camper because I had to use toilet paper, and that made it harder to empty the tank for the camper. So I was okay with that at first because I would just go to the bathhouse. I loved camping. And it didn't bother me until the problem started. I found out later I had Crohn's disease. I was having bathroom issues, so I stopped wanting to go camping with him. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That's for real.
It says he remarried and stopped talking to my brother and I altogether because he was all into his wife and her kids.
That sucks.
At first, I would call him on birthdays and holidays. He would never answer, but I would leave a message and never a call back. Fast forward 30 years. You were right. Long time ago. So that was their childhood. Fast forward 30 years. His wife passed away. I didn't know what to say to him, and I never called my dad, even though he was upset about it, but I really didn't know her. What could I say? So my dad and my brother would talk, and my dad would call my brother to come over and fix his computer.
Random.
My brother told me if he would stay off the dirty sites, he would have no problem.
You dirty old man.
And then says, my father still did talk to me, but I guess things were said between them and gestures were made. They had a big falling out because of that. Okay. So then here it comes. Here comes the am I the jerk. Okay. One day I got a phone call and noticed it was my dad by the caller ID. He was calling me to ask if I was going to be home the next day because he would be in town and he would take me out to eat. I was like, okay, sure. We've done that a couple of times. I thought it was nice that I had my dad back in my life. And then one day he called and asked if I could give him my brother's phone number because he wanted to bury the hatchet. Here it comes.
Got it.
For some reason, I couldn't pull it up while I was on the phone and I would have to call him back. So we hung up and I thought I should actually call my brother and ask
if he
wants dad to have his number.
Yep.
So I called my brother and he said right away, he will call me back. And I said, I just got one question. Do you want dad to have your phone number? And he said,
nope. I knew it.
Nope.
I knew it.
I was like, okay, no problem. I called dad back and told him, hey, this is what he said. So my dad was like, but I'm the father and you should give it to me. And I said, it's not my number to give. Then he said, I'm the father. A few weeks go by, and then the dad calls back, asks if he could stay with him. The brother wants nothing to do. Basically, you get where I'm going with this.
He's trying to Darth Vader the kid and be like, I'm your daddy.
Uh-huh. Answer pretty me. Much. Pretty much. She says, I told my dad what my brother had said, and my dad said he was being bullheaded about it. So,
which is fair. Sure.
Yep. Yeah. So get this. You ready for the worst part?
What's up?
Last year, my brother passed away of a heart attack.
Oh, my God. The brother's.
I know. I got goosebumps.
This has
last year,
layers.
My brother, I had so many layers. My brother passed away of a heart attack on my birthday and the day before his daughter's birthday. I called my dad to see if he heard. He said he was sorry to hear that, but they weren't in good standing.
But you're the dad, remember? But you're the dad.
She says, I'm assuming it's a girl because she said she has to use so much toilet paper. So am I the jerk for not giving my father my brother's phone number before he died? Whoa. Whew! No wonder it was so many paragraphs. Yep. My bad. Yep. I should have. Holy.
This was a crux and a crutch all
holy.
In one, bro. Oh,
the
my
brother
goodness.
Died.
The brother passed. They never got to bury the hatchet, which is what the dad wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
But the brother didn't want to?
Yeah, but the sister was the one who could have definitely been like, you guys should do this as a family member, right?
The brother didn't want him to.
She's feeling guilty. She's feeling guilty because the parent outlived the kid.
Am I the jerk for not giving my dad my brother's phone number before he died? Whoa.
That was a twist of all twists. I
don't think she's
a
jerk,
that.
Though.
You don't?
I don't know. I think it's the brother's phone number. I think the brother set his boundaries and said no.
Sure.
I don't think if someone is your family, you have to have a relationship with them. I don't think that's fair, depending on the circumstances. And I think that he doesn't want anything to do with the guy. I think the reason they had a falling out, stupid.
Right.
But there's obviously more to the story. It sounds like the dad wasn't even calling
wasn't a huge
them.
Part of their picture. As the soon as he got remarried, he dipped.
He dipped,
right?
Which is so common.
And then
yeah.
somehow, some way, within those 30 years that happened in between, they came back and maybe rekindled a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to talk to his son, right? And father to son, bro, as somebody that has my own issues with my own father,
yeah.
I do think it's important that you have to hash these things out. Mm-hmm. Because at a certain point, you do become a man, right? Whether
yeah.
you want to or not.
Yeah.
And as a parent, you want to give your child that respect. And you don't have that without having that conversation,
mm-hmm.
right? When you have a man-to-man talk with your father, it's a different type of talk.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You understand that you're no longer a child, right? There really is a genuine change in you know,
your father has to understand that, though,
well, and
yeah.
the father has to understand yeah. that, which I think he may have been trying to when he said, I want to bury the hatchet,
yeah.
right? Now, not approaching him in person is a different story.
Yeah.
Because you know where your kid is. You know where your son
well,
is.
Well, and there's nothing worse, though, than not having a parent around for 30 years, and then they just show up one day, and they want your phone number, and you're like,
nope.
Kick rocks. Like, what yeah. are you talking about? So I get that side, too, you know?
You drew a line. It was just unfortunate that you drew a line at a very short point in time in your life when you had life to live, right?
Somebody said, trigger, not the jerk. Sarah and McGuanago said, not the jerk. He didn't want you to give it to him, and you wouldn't have known he was going to pass away.
Right.
Fair.
And your guilt shouldn't have any restriction on that, but could you have helped the situation mm-hmm. being that you are the intermediary between the two? You don't get along great with your father either. I get that. But you
yeah.
went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You talked.
True.
You could have been trying to resolve something, and maybe it was your brother's time. Now, you can't put that on your brother. You can't put that on your dad. What you could have just done is given your dad the phone number and been like, all right, now, bro, you get to choose whether you answer his line or not. That's
actually,
what you could have done.
This is why I say not the jerk, because I hear you, DZ, but listen to this. I say not the jerk because when it comes down to loyalty,
mm-hmm.
the loyalty's to the brother, just like
as
if
siblings.
It were me and my sisters. And we know how my father is. I got problems with my dad. If my sister doesn't want my dad calling her, I'm not letting my dad call her.
Okay.
I'm protecting my sister over my dad.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way it's like, are you protecting the sibling or the parent? Because I get what you're saying.
I'm trying to stay up out of it, right?
right?
mean, I want them to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want them to resolve whatever the issue is. But as a sibling, I'm going, here, Pops, here's the line. Now you decide whether you pick up that number, answer that text back or not. Because we're all grown here, right?
So you say jerk.
I say she's the jerk.
Stop. April in Waukesha said, let's call her Wiping Wendy, not the jerk. She respected the brother's wishes. I'm a firm believer in not giving someone the means to contact the other party without permission. I'm very sorry for her loss. Okay.
I do respect the fact that she asked the brother first,
mm-hmm.
right? But I still would have given the number. It's my sibling.
All right.
That's your dad. Answer it or not. That's on you. I'm out of it.
There's a lot going on here. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next. Guess what, DZ?
Manuel.
We got Neo tickets coming up.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So many layers in this one, DZ. It's
and
crazy.
It's not a birthday cake.
No, it's not. It's
more like
not.
An onion.
No, she wrote in and she basically doesn't really have much of a relationship with her father, and neither did her brother. Her brother and her father had a falling out. Her parents were split.
30-year falling out, bro.
30 years. And didn't call on birthdays. Nothing. She would call him. He wouldn't call her back. So after a while, after the brother and the father had a falling out, the father, her dad said, "Can I have your brother's phone number? I want to bury the hatchet."
Yeah.
And the brother did not want the father to have it, so she did not give it to him. The brother died of a heart attack. And now she wants to know if she's a jerk for not giving her dad or brother's phone number.
I mean, the brother passed without having finished speaking a word to the dad. And maybe he was okay with that, but maybe he was planning on his own time, which you never know when it is your time. But he was planning on his own time being back in his good graces with Daddy O.
Maybe.
Never got the chance.
You're assuming he was going to have a relationship
That's
with
all
him.
Assumption. He could have never planned on doing that ever.
You're not giving somebody your number. You might never be talking to them again. I don't know. Katie Ann's in Lake Geneva. Hi, Katie Ann.
Hi.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk? What's up, DZ?
Not the
jerk. Does Katie Ann have a song?
I low key think.
Yes.
Oh, damn. You know I'm the pilot. Hold on.
She didn't say that, so I was going to say no, but you read my face. I'm sorry.
Look. I saw DZ's face. He looked all panicked.
I think it's on the blue on the bottom. Oh, that's why we haven't migrated them in. It's on the row at the bottom. The blue line.
Yeah, no. Sorry, can't see it. I don't see it here. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're here, but I don't
we'll
see
it. Out.
Anyway, I see Kate the Great and East Troy. Oh, here's Katie Ann. Here we go.
Yes.
Damn it, DZ. Put these in alphabetical order already.
Once I get back on the pilot seat.
I'm going to do it.
Go for it.
I found you. All right, Katie Ann. All right, girl. Okay, so you say which way? Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Ah, not the jerk.
Yeah.
Go on, because?
I think it's a she.
She wrote in.
I agree.
So she wrote in, and I think she's loyal and respectful because she didn't just automatically give that phone number out. I don't personally care if you're family or not. That goes a long way with that respect.
Okay, fine. So she's saying no family or no family.
No,
you say, don't give my number. Don't give my number.
Some of my friends are family. Chosen family.
Yeah, the chosen family. But if I say, don't give out my number,
don't give out my number.
That's true.
I can't disagree with that one.
All right, so Katie Ann, you say not the jerk then.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Kicks it off.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You guys have a great day.
Your city must be popping right now. Lake Geneva so happening in the summer.
It's getting there.
It's the middle of July. What do you mean it's getting there, girl?
She stays inside on those days.
It gets busy more on weekends.
Got it.
Makes sense.
Like a movie. Like a town in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All the rich people going to their lake houses on the weekends. You know how that goes. All right, let's go to Chris in Greenfield. Hey, Chris.
How's it going, y'all? Good morning.
It's going.
What up?
You heard what Katie Ann said. She said not the jerk for not giving their father the brother's phone number. What do you think?
I'm going to have to agree. She's not the jerk in this scenario. Mm. I believe in any scenario, it's not necessarily your place to just give somebody else's phone number out. Mm-hmm. But especially under the circumstances, like this is a relationship that the father kind of solidified between him and the kids in their young days. As they got older, I don't know. There's a lot to this that we don't necessarily know, but
we do know, Chris. We know that the brother said he didn't want the dad to have his phone number. We know that part. So,
and we don't know, though. You know, that's about it.
Exactly. If the brother was completely okay with not having any more contact with the father because of their own estranged relationship that the father, like, that was already in place,
it is what it is.
Not the jerk. It is what it is.
But we don't know that.
But
Right? Maybe he was icing him out another year without my dad, and then I'll talk to him again. Like, who knows how petty this is going?
Why would he be thinking, I'll talk to him in a year? I don't know. It's like,
because you're thinking, I'll talk to him in my own time, not when he, when now, not on his time, I'll talk to him on mine. He wants my number? Nah, I know where to call him.
It sounds like he wasn't barely in their life anyway. I mean, that's why they were able to disconnect so easily because they saw him on weekends and then they didn't see him at all.
But just like we say, you know, we got to be cool, him saying that he was never going to be in his life again. We also got to understand that we don't know that. Just like we don't know if he ever planned to try to get back in his life at all. Whether he did plan it or not, we don't know what the actual plan was. We just know that he passed without ever having spoken to his dad again. That's regretful.
Also, if the father, I feel like if the father really wanted to make amends with his child, he would have attempted to make more of a reach out than just, you know, asking the daughter. Exactly. There's social, there's other family members that I'm sure, you know, might not have
show up at the doorstep
giving you as much of a fight for that phone number, but
listen, though, but some of these things, that closure is has nothing to do with the other person a lot of the time. It has to do with you, and you don't even need that other person to have that. That's what you need to keep in mind. You don't need to have a conversation with your dad who wasn't around to get past your dad. Like, you might.
Some people might make
you feel better.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if they weren't there anyway, they're not affecting your life. You could care less. Like,
it depends on how you feel.
Missing if they weren't there kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Everybody's different, right? Yeah. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, depending on who you are.
And we don't know if they had a stepdad. We don't know anything.
It doesn't sound like they had anybody else involved in their life, right?
We don't know.
No,
sounds like dad got remarried and then dipped. And then where? How did y'all, raise yourselves?
It says that the dad saw him on weekends and then barely, then he disappeared when he got remarried.
They must have been with moms most of the time then.
Sounds, for sure. All right, Chris, thanks for calling.
Of course. You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Peace.
Bye.
That's two for two, not the jerk, right?
That is two for two. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to give her father her brother's phone number, and then her brother, she wouldn't give it to him because the brother didn't want him to, and then the brother died.
That's sad. I would have given the number still. I'm serious.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Lindsay in Muskego. As if it's not awkward enough. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey. Good morning.
Are you going to go the other way and call her? Are you going to stick with DZ and say jerk?
Come on.
No, bring out the broom. It's a sweep, baby.
Oh, vacuum it up.
Go on.
She's not the jerk. Her dad asked for the number. She asked the brother. He said no. She said, I'm not giving it to you. That's not a jerk. She did everything. Like, she asked for the number for her dad.
She got put in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to be in the middle.
But she didn't give the number.
Nope, she didn't. Which makes her
I think this letter is stemming from, man, should I have repaired the relationship? Like, some guilt. I feel like this letter is, like, her being guilty. Well, and she shouldn't feel guilty at all.
That's what I'm saying.
She did everything
She's
right.
She's the one. The brother, you're assuming the brother had, you know, things, unfinished business. It sounds like she's the one who needs to deal with her relationship with her father.
Oh, I believe that
the
100%.
The brother was moved on. That's why he was like, I've cut him off. I've got boundaries. And the sister's
But we don't
like,
know that for a fact, though.
What's that?
We don't know if he had cut him off for sure and was, like, out of his life
100%. I thought she said that in the whole thing.
Like, they done with him forever? We don't know that.
Yeah,
his life was cut short.
Done.
And day to day, everything changes. Maybe he was done today, and then he was planning on talking to him tomorrow. And I'm not saying this is exactly what I'm saying. Like, this isn't exactly what happened, right?
But they're all adults, right? They're all adults.
Correct.
Or they were all adults at the last point of, her brother's life. Mm-hmm. You have relationships you want to have. If the dad wanted a relationship, there would have been more of an effort. There would have been more connection. He could have wrote a letter. There's so many things he could have done. It's not on the sister. It's not on anyone. No one's a jerk in this situation. It's just this crappy situation.
Yeah.
There's too many layers of this for me to make an assumption either way, DZ, that he wanted to make up or he didn't. You're right. We can't make it either way.
We have no clue. His life was cut way too short. He could have gone another 10 years without talking to his dad or another lifetime. He could have never talked to
him. I'm assuming you would want to talk to your dad. I'm okay. Like, I've had this with my... I may never talk to my dad again, and I've talked about that on this show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got Floodlight Cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
I, you know what I'm saying? I've dealt with all of this.
And,
so
and you are it depends on the happy person. To live that way, right?
Yeah. So I'm saying you just never know what closure they do or don't have.
Well, it's a sweet today.
So awkward. Okay, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got Floodlight Cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.